Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. And coach, it's been kind of a up and down week for you guys. You guys win against Troy 50-40 and then fall by one to Minneapolis. So starting off with that game against Troy, what were some things that were working for you guys?
I mean, we were up and down in that game, but I thought overall defensively we did pretty well. We're still looking for more consistent scoring in the half-court offense. We probably had a few too many turnovers, but I'd like to see that cleaned up. But overall, it was a good win. You know, sometimes going over there to Troy, it's tough to go there and get a clean win. I felt like we were able to do that.
And then yesterday, 42-41, falling to Minneapolis. And coach, what was your overall thoughts on that contest?
Yeah, Minneapolis is a solid team. They play full court, real physical man pressure, and I think we haven't seen that level of physicality left yet this year. So I think early in the game they got under our skin a little bit. We were a little bit flustered, and it showed. We were missing shots that we probably normally make. We seemed a little sped up, and we got down 12 points early in that game, and then kind of clawed our way back into it. I think we settled into the game as it went on. So as part of our girls' ability to kind of face adversity and adjust their style of play, which we needed to do. But we had our chances down the stretch and just kind of had a few shots go the wrong way. We had a few good looks, but they didn't fall. And that's kind of, we've had a few games like that. We've had, we're 4-4, so our four losses, we've lost by a total of 9 points combined. So we're right there in all of them. We just need to find ways to finish.
And coach, how do you feel like your overall game plan was in this game?
I think we can't. I mean, we knew what to expect going in, but it's hard to replicate that in practice sometimes. So we knew what to expect. We just didn't. I don't think we executed well in the first quarter. So it was more or less just we weren't quite ready to play early. And again, as the game went on, we adjusted.
You know, you guys play a very good Rossville team coming up here tomorrow. And what are some things that you know about Rossville?
Well, they're a very solid team. They're really good. I think they're 6-2 right now, but their only losses are to Silver Lake and Rock Creek, which are also very good teams. But Rossville has probably the most team speed that we'll see on our schedule. They transition really, really well. They've got, you know, five different girls that can knock shots down from outside. So they could stretch our defenses, and more than anything, we'll have to be ready to prevent their transition. I think they kind of live off of that a bit, and if they can run the floor and play freely, then that's to their strength. So we're going to have to kind of try our best to control the pace of the game, play at a pace that we're comfortable with, and ultimately just kind of take care of the ball and try to play a clean game. We don't want to give them any more possessions than they need, because I think they're a feast or famine type of team where if they generate turnovers and they run in transition, they're knocking down shots. I think they can beat anybody. So we'll have to try to play to our strengths and limit theirs.
Good stuff as always, Coach. Appreciate it. Best of luck against Rossville and the TDL tournament as well.
Thank you. Very, very much appreciated.